Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&C 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
You know, there's 24 players making more than $25 million this season in Major League Baseball. Bleacher Report did a great article on ranking the best players that are making that kind of stack. And you look at the list, everyone on it, a multiple-time All-Star, and I wanted to, like, go down the list and break it all down for you. So basically, they ranked 24 players that made $25 million. Zach Greinke makes $25.5 million this season, $13 million from the Royals where he's playing, $12.5 million from the Astros, but he is making fat stacks, so they left him off the list. So let's break it all down. Number 24, Trevor Bauer, making $35.3 million. The guy hasn't pitched in 10 months in the show because baseball won't let him. He continues to be investigated by women's allegations that he sexually assaulted women on 2 occasions, but the administrative leave means the Dodgers are still paying the 2020 Cy Young winner his guaranteed enormous salary. I mean, you talk about a waste of money. We call him the Predator on C2C, and he keeps getting that administrative leave extended. When will we ever see the guy pitch in the majors again? You got to wonder. Justin Upton is making $28 million, and he's not even playing in baseball. When the Angels designated him for assignment less than a week before opening day, they paid him $28 million to go away. He's 34 with 324 career home runs. Someone will probably sign him as long as they don't have to pay him. Number 22 is Miggy, making $32 million in Detroit Rock City. On Saturday, he hit the 3,000 hit club. Think about it. He's the 33rd guy ever to do it. I covered him when he was a rookie in 2003, when the Marlins upset the Yankees in 6 games in the World Series and did it clinching in the Bronx. How about this? Detroit still owes him another $32 million for next season. David Price of the Dodgers making $32 million, playing out the last year of his 7-year, $217 million deal. He's basically a middle reliever. They'll start him if everybody else is sick or injured. But the bottom line is, you know they can't wait to get out of that. There's no denying he was one of the best pitchers in the majors between 2010 and 2015, though. But after 30, he went downhill fast. He had a huge role in Boston winning the 2018 World Series. But now he doesn't even matter anymore in Lipstick City. Number 20 is Christian Yelich of the Brewers, making $26 million. Milwaukee signed him to a 7-year, $188.5 million extension in March of 2020 and had 2 years left on his previous deal. They're just starting now to pay him the fat price of $26 million. He's had 2 crappy years in a row. He batted .327 and had 47 home runs, 121 RBIs in 2018-19, but since ending the 2019 season with a broken kneecap, he's hit .234 with 19 homers and 68 RBIs in 2021. Bottom line is, he sucked. At the time, everybody thought he'd be worth it, $26 million per through 28. But now, everybody thinks the Brewers got fleeced. Number 19 is Anthony Rendon with the Angels, making $36.6 million. Think about this. He had a productive first season in L.A. after signing the seven-year, $245 million deal. In 52 games played during the pandemic season, he had .285 with nine homers and finished 10th in the MVP vote in the AL. In 2021, though, he had everything, groin, knee, hammy injuries. He hit a career-worst .240 in under 60 games played and doesn't even look like himself anymore. Can you imagine they paid Justin Upton $28 million and they pay this guy $36.6 million and he never does anything? Now, what about guys that never stay healthy? Number 18, Steven Strasburg, making $35 million in a seven-year, $245 million extension during his great run in 2019. And he deserved the money then, no doubt about it. The guy's made just seven starts in the last 30 months. The Nats have to pay him all of his money, and they have to pay deferred money to Max Scherzer, who's pitching in Queens for the Mets these days and making tons of money. Number 17 is Chris Sale of the Red Sox, making $30 million. You go back to 2012 to 2018, he may have been one of the best pitchers you ever seen, and he didn't win a Cy Young. He finished top six in the AL vote in seven consecutive seasons, averaging 11 strikeouts every nine innings with a sub-3 ERA. He missed all of 20 and 21, basically, after undergoing Tommy John. Now he's on the 60-day IL again. This time it's a stress fracture in his rib cage. Bottom line, he misses tons of games and sits around eating $30 million a year. Number 16 is Corey Seager with the Texas Rangers. Of course, he was with the Dodgers. They gave him $33 million. And how about a 10-year, $325 million deal? I can't even fathom that they gave this guy this kind of money. 28-year-old shortstop, there's no doubt he's good. But he's only played in 56% of the games over the last four seasons. He's had Tommy John, a broken hand. Bottom line, if the guy ever played 162, he'd hit 25 home runs and drive in 90 to 100 runs and hit around 300. But when does he ever stay healthy and play the whole season? Well, how about never? Speaking of injuries, Giancarlo Stanton has had all of them. The DH outfielder of the Bombers, making $29 million. And you think of his contract, it is gigantic. He's had a bicep strain, shoulder problems, knee problems, hamstring problems, quadricep strains. I mean, what hasn't he had? Those are just the injuries he's had the last 3 years. And he missed chunks of 2015 and 2016. We all know he's capable of hitting 59 home runs and driving in 100 runs. I still love watching this guy play when he's healthy. He just rakes. I guess I'm willing to say in this market, in New York City, playing for the Yankees, and when he's healthy, what he does with the bat and the home runs he hits and the way he drives the ball, I think $29 million right now is a deal for this guy. And you have to do a lot of praying that he's not going to go on the IL a bunch of times. How about all these guys that used to play for the Astros? Number 14, George Springer, making $29.7 million for the Blue Jays now, of course. Springer always misses games. He's missed at least 13% of the games in the last five seasons. But he certainly is capable, when healthy, of hitting 40 home runs and driving in 100 runs, that's for sure. And I think Springer's come out hot for the Jays this year, and he's hitting the ball, hitting home runs, driving in runs, doing his thing. So I don't have a problem with his salary. What about Carlos Correa? He's 13th, making $35 million now with the Twins, a three-year, $105.3 million deal. And he's got player options for both 23 and 24. Think about this. If he has a huge year in Minnesota, he can leave and make a gigantic deal happen for himself somewhere in the neighborhood of a 10-year, $300-plus million deal like Seager got in Texas. I think Correa is better than Seager. Number 12 is Jose Altuve. He's making $29 million. Altuve scored 117 runs in 21, and he hit .278 with 31 home runs. That's crazy for that little dude. He started slow this year, but I think Altuve has proven he's worth 29 mil per what he does for the Astros. Number 11 is Gerrit Cole. When he was with the Astros cheating, he was worth the money. Now he's making $36 million with the Yankees, and he's not worth $3.6 million. He makes $324 million in this deal. He had a 4.25 ERA over his last 15 starts of last season. He started this season horribly. I think Gerrit Cole is the biggest bank robber in Major League Baseball. He is absolutely stealing from the Yankees and not giving them jack in return. Number 10 is Paul Goldschmidt of the Cardinals, making $26 million. The guy's always being nominated at least on the top 10 for the MVP in the NL in 8 of the last 9 seasons. The guy rags, hits near 300, wins gold gloves. He's got 4 of them. He's a 6-time All-Star. He'll be 35 this September, so it's the beginning of the end. You got to say Goldschmidt's worth $26 million, though. Number 9 is Freddie Freeman, now with the Dodgers, making $27 million. He's worth every penny. This guy is a badass. He rakes. He does big things. He won the World Series for the Braves last year in Atlanta, and now he's in Lipstick City. 6 years, $162 million. Manny Machado's 8th. $32 million he makes with the Padres. I think he's worth every single penny. From 2015 to 21, he batted .280 every year. 35 homers, 100 RBIs. And this week, midweek, he's like leading the majors in hits and runs scored. He does it all. Got a great arm. I think he's great in the field. I just overall a badass. I love him. And I think he does way more than Tatis. Just like Machado, number 7, Nolan Arenado. Same kind of numbers in the same kind of years, 2015 to 21. He averaged 39 home runs and 120-plus RBIs. He does it all. Playing for the Cardinals now, doing his thing. I mean, a gold glove every year. 4 Silver Slugger Awards. The last few are Zach Wheeler making $26 million, Lindor $34 million, DeGrom $36 million. Harper, $27.5 mil. He's worth every bit of it. Scherzer, a staggering $43.3 mil. And Trout, $37 mil. Show me the money, baby.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.